Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Darrell Peel joining us in just a moment.
The promise made more than 20 years ago continues today. The commitment of Oklahoma's oil and natural gas industry to clean up the remnants of abandoned well sites has enhanced the beauty of our state more than 14,000 times over. Each year, the OERB commits millions of dollars to cleaning up the remains of decades-old abandoned well sites. And while we are proud of our progress, our job is not finished. Oklahomans who work, play, and live in the land we call home have a right to the beauty and productivity they can take pride in once again. It's our foundation and pledge to future generations. OERB is proud to serve our neighbors in our mission of restoration. Call 1-800-664-1301. That's 1-800-664-1301. Or visit OERB.com to register your site today.
Joining us today, Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Darrell Peel. We're talking about beef herd expansion today with Dr. Peel, and specifically about the impact that the rainfall this spring and the reduction of drought as a result, what that's had as far as an impact on rebuilding our cow herd. Earlier this year in our cattle inventory report, we saw both Texas and Oklahoma show a nice bounce back as far as adding cows back into the beef cow herd, retaining those cows, and also holding on to heifers that would be added into the herd this year as well. Now, the general line of thinking here in the Southern Great Plains, in order to keep the actual momentum going on beef cow herd rebuilding here in the state of Oklahoma and Texas, for that matter, we had to have further reduction in drought, especially in the case of central and western Oklahoma. And according to Dr. Peel, the recent rains are just what the doctor ordered.
Well, I think it's going to be a pretty significant effect as we go forward. The issue for the last several years in the beef industry has been sort of what we've had to do as opposed to what we wanted to do. In the last month, the Southern Plains areas that had the worst drought in that region have received significant amounts of rain. And that's going to allow, I think, expansion plans that were there to some extent obvious at the beginning of the year with an increase in beef replacement heifers in particular, to carry forward. Now, some of these areas really have been in drought for so long and really need additional time to recover, but just the knowledge that that process now is going to start, at least for the foreseeable future, is going to stimulate additional expansion. So I think we're going to see a fairly aggressive expansion pace here in 2015 as we go forward.
Short term, Darrell, what do you think we're going to be seeing in regards to culling cows here in the Southern Plains? Are we going to be trying to hold on to those older cows for another calf, or go ahead and send them to the processor?
Well, you know, last year we had a big drop in cow culling. Beef cow slaughter was down nearly 18%. It's running down about 17% so far this year. So it was hard to imagine at the beginning of the year we could see another year of that kind of decrease year over year. So far, we're doing it. It'll probably moderate some here a bit as we go forward. I think we just don't have the ability to keep that slaughter down. But everything we've said about improving conditions is going to keep cow slaughter at a minimal level. And again, it is going to stimulate additional heifer retention, if not so much to add to the herd this year, but certainly it's going to encourage some folks to save some of those heifer calves thinking ahead to next year.
Oklahoma State University Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Darrell Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show held each April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 22nd annual Tulsa Farm Show is planned for December 10th through 12th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairground. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the farm and ranch community. Call Rod Bormaster to learn more at 507-437-7969. Midwest Farm Shows, a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
At your Beef Buzz, have a good day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.